Cocktail Corner. Brought to you by the K Road Business Association and Fevertree.
And a big kia ora and welcome to the Northern Lion, specifically Nico and Craig.
Thank you.
And where'd a bear go?
He's just underneath the desk.
Man, he knows how to force a pat.
Absolutely.
Massively grinding against the leg and then having it sit down. Beautiful big dog. If you head along to Northern Line, it's a lovely feature.
He's on the move. He's coming around.
He knows when you're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. Man. Absolutely. Yeah,
what kind of dog is that, eh? If you had to nail him down.
If I had to nail him down, I would. If I was allowed to nail him down, I would do it.
He has some pretty big nails.
Yeah, he's
it's like a spot dog on roids, but like didn't like relaxed out a bit.
Because he's a rescue, obviously, and I encourage everybody to rescue.
Always the most amount of character.
Absolutely. Look, he was a chain dog for quite some time, and we have some friends in Chain Dog Awareness and also SPCA.
Yep.
Who knew that I was on the lookout for a new dog, and gave us a call. We went down to Taupo and got him and fell in love in like 20 minutes. So he's a big old lump of a dog, but we've no papers on him, so we don't know.
Okay.
He also unfortunately has very little in the teeth department because whatever he was chained to or with,
he tried
to.
So he's had a hard life.
Yeah, yeah. So they can't age him and stuff like that. He's gone literally wandering through the offices.
That's fine.
So we don't know. He's a bear.
Yeah, he's definitely a lovable
he's
beast.
He's just a bear, yeah.
Right on. Now, let's start right at the beginning. Where the hell is Northern Line, if I don't know?
Where is the beginning?
I try to describe this to people all the time.
Beresford Square. It's not... We're a little tucked away, but we like that because we're a little bit away from all the lunacy. But if you picture yourself,
it is totally that spot.
K Road and Pitt Street, we're that square just behind. For the old boys, it's and girls, it's just on the same square that Supper Club was. And back in the day, that was a very famous kind of late night hangout. It's now obviously gone now, been broken down piece by piece and sent to Niue. Did you hear that?
I didn't know it went to Niue. I knew it was getting far out.
Yeah, so if you're ever in Niue, they're literally going to be the supper club in Niue. It's going to be so cool.
That's rare.
So Rob, who owned the building, has relocated it,
awesome.
It there. As obviously we're part of the new CRL development, so a lot of construction going on. Not the prettiest place in the world now, but you know, turn your back to that and look inwards.
Yeah, right on.
And you'll see the most gorgeous bar staff in the world. Unless I'm working, in which case, just keep looking at Bear.
For sort of our listeners, it's pretty much right across the road from Flying Out.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's a good way to go about it.
Yeah. Go see Matt and then come see us.
Okay, now you've given us a sip of some Fevertree already, which had some like rhubarb and whatnot in it.
It's actually a Whitney and Neil dog.
So this is it.
Okay.
Shit.
Sorry.
I'm a shut up now.
Fevertree do the accompaniments.
They do it doing
of course they do that. Yeah, I'm with you now.
Which you can also have a sip of, sure.
They go hard on the additives. You don't want to skimp on your mixer when it comes to the gin, is what we've learned up here at Cocktail Corner.
Well, you don't, because you're a bit of a pussy.
That is what it is.
Gotta bling that one out there. Sheet, we're live.
What are we in for? What are we in for, Nico? What are you building over there?
Well, I'm.
Maybe get that microphone in front of you.
Oh, do I need it more in front of me? Oh, okay, I can hear myself now.
Oh no.
Not gold. So we're just doing a little like classic kind of rhubarb pie cocktail.
Okay.
But like in a New Zealand style. So like, I don't know, everyone's grandmother made like rhubarb and ginger pie.
Yeah.
So we're gonna do it as like a spider. Ooh. With ginger beer and French vanilla ice cream.
Did somebody tell you that I like ice cream? Or have you guys just...
I'd be really
that's why we brought a
litre. Yeah. Okay. It's also why we bought the extra large shirt.
Damn it. This is a strong cocktail.
We're shady. I mean, we probably shouldn't have started on the gin, sir.
Straight away.
Too much spices. Put the ginger.
What you've already put things in there. What have you done? You're building this in like a tall tumbler type of glass.
Yeah, I've just got a tall tumbler glass so we have more room for the ice cream.
Okay.
And I've just put in 30 mils of the Whitney and Neil rhubarb and ginger gin, which is a UK.
It's a beautiful
gin.
Bottle.
It's yeah, like it's a really like beautiful
like
bottle.
A, like a purple lavendery color.
Mm. Yeah, so that's from Craig's
or
hometown.
Like, kind of like the color that space seems to be painted from time to time when you look at like weird cosmos and shit.
Galaxies.
Yeah.
Totally. And then to top it up, I've used the last 15 mils of our Curiosity Ruby gin, okay, which is made in New Zealand.
Oh,
it's
wow.
one of the only gins that's made with like fresh rhubarb rather than dry, and it's just absolutely beautiful.
Which is why the bottle's empty.
Which is why we've only got 15 mils of it.
Sweet.
All yours, babe.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Well, we'll go. Is that what else needs to happen here?
Taking,
You just start building your thing.
Awesome. I just put like some lime juice in.
Okay.
Just gonna. Oh, should we pour this over here?
Yeah, it gets the sound effects going.
I don't know if you can hear it.
We can hear it.
Okay.
Get close to your transistor radio, ladies and gentlemen.
It's just the best sound in the world.
I know, isn't it satisfying? I wish I could pop a bottle better.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna do three.
Do the three.
Oh, that was nice. Ding, 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 ding.
So just put in
the
Fever Tree ginger beer.
Okay.
Has gone in there.
It's got quite a bite. I've had
yeah, yeah,
ginger beer before.
Very like earthy as well. Yeah,
it doesn't fuck around.
A large lump of
French vanilla ice cream.
Obviously, other vanillas are available.
Look at Leonard's face.
I'm kind of just transfixed over here, but I was also, while we're making these, I remember some sort of myth, I don't know if it's true or not, to do with rhubarb, that my grandma used to tell me there's a poisonous part on the plant.
Oh, shit.
Is that just straight?
Actually, you probably get high or something.
Yeah, maybe
the leaves?
It must be the leaves. I think it's the
I'm
only
part sure
that
I've heard
you
the
don't
same thing as well.
Has anybody got the Anarchus cookbook at home? Is it?
Is it in there?
We're calling on callers right now. Is that what we're doing?
Don't worry, I trust the...
some feedback, guys.
I trust there's no poison in it.
Oh, no. So, yeah, they're exploding, which is...
Is it like cutting a blowfish kind of thing? Oh man, it's happening. It's happening.
So
it's just
good.
Science.
Which is why I bought more tea towels this time compared to the other time when I made quite a mess in the studio.
It's a beaut white colour. Nice, kind of like. How do I describe what's going on right now? Have you cut that ginger to the shape of like gingerbread men?
No,
it looks like it. It really looks like it.
I honestly wish that I put in that much effort, but I just sliced it.
That's how ginger comes, I picked out
the prettiest looking ginger.
I love how gnarly ginger is, eh? It's like so fucking.
Kind of looks like a cactus.
Yeah. Oh my god, you got lime.
I got everything.
Did you buy limes?
Yeah.
Well, how much are they at the moment?
They're actually not too bad at the moment. Not too bad at the moment. They've come down a lot, but we did get up to $49.99 a kilo.
That's crazy.
So. Do you see that Farrah was selling them for like $89 a kg?
We need to get rid of some cows and start planting some lime trees, am I right?
Yeah.
Lime
trees.
Hang on, mate. Oh, the dog's taking me. You're all right.
Bear, come.
There he is.
Oh wow, what a concoction. So there's like what is this fruit?
Well, we put a cherry in there because obviously you lost yours so long ago.
Oh, brilliant. You've got to stop asking questions.
Do you guys always attack Big Hungry like this?
Or is it just constantly?
Johnny's not here, so.
I mean, Johnny's usually a pretty good target, so I see it's all going to be directed that way.
We've leveled up.
Yeah, nice. So I'm just the bystander. I don't mind it.
Oh, man. This is such nostalgia vibes from Float.
I've been told, obviously, it's before my time, but Cobb & Co. used the spider or something like that, so we kind of based it on that. Yeah.
Cobb & Co.
Equally before.
I'm pretty sure there's
time.
Only a Cobb & Co. in like Invercargill now.
I thought it was Rotorua.
I think there's one in. I think it might just be.
There's some around, but they're not the same anymore.
No, they're not.
Oh, that's what they always
say.
Sort of
like the old Valentines, I think. You know?
Is it?
Yeah, I think they were kind of similar era.
Right.
Oh, Valentines is later. If I can butt in here.
Definitely. I'll let myself out.
Take beer with you.
This is a home run, by the way.
What do we think? It's cool,
cheers.
Absolutely fantastic. What a trip. Mm. I want all of my cocktails to have ice cream in them, please. Like, why hasn't this happened before?
You just start walking around with a cooler bag and a 5-litre French vanilla ice cream.
Dump it on the bar if you use this.
Do what you will.
It.
Yeah. In this day of, you know, we've got to keep ourselves from getting sick, would you recommend eating the ginger afterwards raw?
Absolutely.
I do.
Absolutely.
Can't do you any harm.
Could you? Can you eat it?
So, yeah.
Absolutely.
It can't do you harm.
Who screws first?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, Brett, how is that?
Pretty delicious. It's not as sweet as I want it to be, but...
Need some ice cream.
Yeah.
What's now in the sort of current climate, obviously Northern Line's a nice small bar, mm-hmm. so that's a bonus. Going forward, what's the vibe?
Well, look, it's tough out there, kids. yes, and I guess hospitality has been hit really hard. You know,
yeah, yeah.
Our massive friends at Whammy have decided to, you know, and I guess if you to close, and
that's
and
epic for the scene.
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, yeah. I guess if you, you know, if you're relying on one overseas bands, and secondly, you're in a
like tightly enclosed space.
Yeah, tightly enclosed space with a lot of people together. You know, it's just tough at the minute. What we've done is, I mean, one of the weirdest things is in hospitality, we're probably one of the most hygienic places to be. You know, we're always washing hands and always keeping clean. So, which is not to say that other people don't do it. It's just that we've always done it. So it's not something that's new to us.
But it's also kind of a breathy bar. Like you've got a big out area where you can have a dart.
What we've tried to do is to keep our tables as far apart as possible. So if you're in a big group, you're in a group with your friends and not kind of crowding on each other. Mm-hmm. Look, we've had to cancel a few functions, we've had to cancel a few events, but we're in it for a long time, not just a good time. Yeah, you know, right. So it's we want everyone to come back to us after hopefully this all runs its course.
We're going to need these places more than ever when.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I think one of the other things for us is, you know, we're a locals bar, so we don't rely on the tourism industry as much as some other places do, and so we can actually survive. You know, it's a big touch wood to all of our mates down on the viaducts and stuff, and hope that they keep going.
I really like whenever I go to Northern Line, generally it's solo because I'm just like, well, I feel like a beer, but I don't want to be hassled by anyone, so I just go there and have a quiet little beer around your spot.
And you don't have a huge amount of friends either.
This is true.
Really?
Wow.
This is
true. I'm so sorry.
You're finishing my sentences,
him on
though.
This and now we can't stop. The train is going.
Someone said, could you ask Craig what the creaming soda style cocktail he had at Northern Line last week? That was fucking delicious.
That was actually this.
This.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
What are we calling this?
That's going to help the taster a lot.
I wanted to call this one because the one last week that the guy was asking about, I hope that you're a guy, sorry. Otherwise, sorry. we called it a curiosity flip because we used only the curiosity gin, but this one I wanted to call like rhubarb Streisand.
Nice. Rhubarb Streisand.
A good gag. A lot of really awesome cocktails. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Northern Line, Fever Tree, what a combo. Thank you very much.
Cheers, thank you for having
Always
us.
Always a pleasure, brilliant. Never a chore.
Right on. And I guess just keep updated via Facebook page or whatever you guys on the media, isn't it?
We will keep everybody in the loop as much as we can. Look,
good on you.
There's nothing better than coming down and seeing us and having a chat, you know.
Worst comes to worst, it'll just be beer behind the bar, running
otherwise,
it by
himself. It has been absolutely now proved that canines do not carry COVID-19. So just come down and smoosh him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for bringing him in. What a treat. Look at him. What a good dog, eh? Give him a good dog. Say he's a good dog, Leonard. Yeah. Hey, thanks, guys.
Pleasure. No worries. Always a pleasure.
Cheers.
Cocktail Corner. Brought to you by the K Road Business Association and Fever Tree.